Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking maybe this is it. Got this war going on in my mind, trying to make me think my faith is counterfeiting. War? No. Certain days it feel like my faith is running low. But it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. Storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Whoa. Yeah. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Yeah. Trying to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I press. Christ taught me out so many times, why stress? Yeah. I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's awesome guest host, ladies and gentlemen, is Evangelist Jackie Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be coming up shortly, but welcome to Straight to the Point. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. We got another song coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Some quick announcements. Hey, that number, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, we need to go and announce to who's in charge of this whole thing. His name is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. You better give the Lord a round of applause here for his awesomeness. Yes. Amen. Thank the Lord for you. We thank God for you tonight. We thank the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We release this program to the Spirit of the Lord tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number 347-843-4559, where you can call in and listen to the program, but also offer a prayer if you like a prayer request or have a comment. We'll be glad to offer that later on in Jesus' mighty name, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have a prayer request or a comment, feel free to call in at 347-843-4559. I want to encourage everybody to tweet this out, email, fax out, LinkedIn, Twitter, everybody. Get that number out there. Get that link out there. Amen. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you just tapped into the network, this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's wonderful host is Evangelist Jackie Mays, coming up right after this next song. God bless you.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick. I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good,
he's intentional, hey, and he's never failing, all things are working for my good. Never failing. All things are working. Hey, I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good.
I can smile again and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up. Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. It's working for me. Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how, I know that he's intentional.
Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us today. And without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, we can't praise him enough, but we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise again, because he is awesome, ladies and gentlemen. He is awesome. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Put your seatbelts on tonight. Please get the word tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because Evangelist Mays, I know she's going to bring it. And at this time, we're going to open up her mic, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Straight to the Point, Evangelist Mays. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone on tonight. God bless you. We praise and we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, we want to welcome you tonight to Straight to the Point. Amen. Come on, somebody, and praise God for that. Straight to the Point. Amen. Which is a prophetic radio broadcast. Yes. That deals with real issues, that deals with the issues of your life, my life. Amen. And we do thank God for this radio station, very prophetic, very anointed. Amen. We thank God tonight for the visionary of this line, Dr. Dolores Henderson. We give God honor for her. We want to thank God for Dr. Vaughn, that is always on point, keeping everything together on this line. The network of Men Let's Talk, we bless God for you tonight, sir. Thank you so very much. We thank God for all of you that have come to join tonight. Listen, we bless God for you, and we thank God for you. For you, amen. If you're listening to this live or by playback, we want to thank you. And we want to say thank you so very much for joining us and taking time out of your schedule to join us on tonight. Listen, I'm so excited, and I'm so glad to be here tonight. I'm excited about doing. I'm excited about a new month. Come on, somebody. I'm excited about November. Yes. Amen. Listen, I'm so happy that you made it. You made it. You made it, and we bless God for you because you are here, which is a blessing, and we thank God for you. Amen. So tonight we want to give homage tonight to our artists. Tonight, I don't know about you all, but I love music and I love giving God glory. And I love our artists tonight. We have Ty Tribute. Amen. That's right. Ty Tribute. Anyhow. Come on, somebody. That right there is enough to put a praise on it right there. Anyhow. My God, that was Ty Tribute. Talking about hallelujah anyhow. Yes, my God. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what went wrong. I don't care what
went left. I don't care who walked out on you, what you lost. Hallelujah. Anyhow, somebody. Come on, you have to get accustomed and get very comfortable with praising God no matter what. Amen. Don't let nothing steal your joy. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Glory to God. Then we went right on into Travis Green. Travis Green, Intentional. This is one of my favorite songs. Travis Green, Intentional. Intentional. All things are working for your good. Just as I said before, it don't matter what come, what go, what left, what didn't work right, what job you lost, what child walked out on you, what marriage was destroyed or whatever. It don't matter. All things work together for the good, for the good. So we thank God for those artists tonight. I love the Lord tonight, and I know you do too, or you wouldn't be here. And I give honor and I bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I know that if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, somebody say, I don't even want to know where I would be. So I bless the name of the Lord and I honor him on tonight because he's faithful, he's good, he never let me down, hallelujah. He never lies and he never has to repent to me. I love the Lord, hallelujah, because he is so good, so merciful, so faithful, always, always keeping his word that he never lets us down. You know, one place in the Bible says he watches over his word to see that it is performed, to make sure that what he says and what he promises us come to pass. Amen. I just want to take a little break right here and to encourage somebody to hold on. I want to encourage somebody that's listening right now. You may be on the verge of giving in and throwing in the towel because it seems like something just ain't going to break through and ain't going to work out for you. I want to take a moment right now and encourage you to let you know that it's about to happen. Good God Almighty, don't you give up and don't you quit. The Bible says that those that will reap is those that won't give up. Don't faint. This is not the time to faint right now. This is the time to press in and to push on past. You're so close. You're so close. You're closer than you've ever been. You've ever been. You're closer than you've ever been right now. Amen. And so don't give up and don't quit because God sees your tears and he heard your cry and he's coming. He's coming to your rescue, but don't give up and don't quit. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Listen, I want to get into this word today. Bless my soul so much today, which inspired me to choose one of the songs that I chose tonight, that all things work together. All things work together. All things, somebody need to say that. All things work together. All things work together for good, for good, for good. Come on, say that. For good, for good. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn your Bibles really quick. I'm not going to be before you long tonight. I do thank God for the opportunity to come before you tonight. Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that all things, somebody say all things, there's something about that all things. That means nothing excluded, nothing left out. You know, all things, all is all. Come on. And it says, and we know that all things work together for good. Now listen to this. To them that love God. So right there, that lets you know this is for a particular people. This is for selected people. We're talking about the people that love God. Amen. So you may be on the line tonight wondering, is that me? Is that me? He said, you love me when you keep my commandments, my God. And so if that was you, now you know if you're in this category, because it says those that love God, the things, all things are working together for good, not for your good. They working together, not evil. Come on, somebody. And he said to those that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. And so tonight I want to encourage somebody, amen, because I know if you're breathing and you have breath in your body, that you're going through something. Amen. But I want to stop by and encourage you on tonight to be encouraged and to know that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever storm that you're facing, whatever mountain that's in your way, whatever disappointment, discouragement you may be involved in, whatever situation, sickness, illness, disease that may be in your way on tonight, I want to encourage you, don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to get your shouting shoes on. I want you to get your tambourine out. I want you to clear your voice, and I want you to get ready to praise your God, because God tells us here in the word of God tonight that all of these things, everything that you are dealing with, all of them, not just some of them, every last one of them that you are dealing with and that have compiled against you and that have come in your life at this time and this season and this moment, many of you, it may be financial issues. It may be health issues. It may be family issues. It may be marital issues. It doesn't matter what it is. All of it is working together for good to those that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. Amen. So don't get disappointed by that. Don't get disappointed by that. Now, let's run on over here to Isaiah 54. If you got your Bibles, flip on over there to Isaiah, the 54th chapter. Yeah, I hope y'all got your Bibles tonight. We're going to read some words tonight. Isaiah 54, and we're going to start at 16 and 17. All right, it says, the verse 16 says, behold, which means stop, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire. This is God talking. And he said, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. And so here again, you got God backing up his word. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what has happened in your life. It don't matter what didn't happen that you thought should happen. It don't matter what looks like have come to delay you, to hinder you, to stop you. Listen, the word of the Lord said, I have created this, but I did not create it for that purpose. So don't worry about that. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to wipe you out, because he promised, he said, no weapon, none of these weapons, none of these weapons that have been formed against you and I, it will not prosper. It will not be successful. Why? Because I created the smith that bloweth. I created. God created those things, and he did not create them to destroy you. Amen. He said, listen, I know the plan that I have for you. It is not evil, says God. He said, I know the purpose and the plan that I have for you. Remember, we talked about all things working together. All of them are working together. Why? Because the plan that God has for you and I, the plan that he has, it's not evil, but it is a good plan. He said, all these things are working together for good. They're working together for good. I know it looks bad, but you got to change your mindset and see it a different way. It's working for good, because I know the plans that I have toward you. They are not evil. Come on, somebody. My God, they are not evil. So the enemy have been lying, my God, and sometimes you believe the lie, And when God is speaking, he said, no, 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 that's not my plan for you. The plan that I have for you is not evil. It is a good plan. And everything that is happening that seems like it's bad, it's working together for good. Amen. And so Jeremiah, the first chapter and the fifth verse says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. See, God has such a great and a grand plan for us. And so he constantly reminds us, don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you hear. Only be moved by my word, because he said, before I even formed you in the belly. See, there's something about the belly that when you're in the belly, and I'm going somewhere right here. When you're in the belly, there's a development and a process of something being formed while you're in the belly. He said, while the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou even came out of the womb, I sanctified you. So God was doing something while we were in the belly, you know, and that brought me around to Jonah. When Jonah was in the belly of the whale, you know, he was there for 3 days. And Jonah wasn't just in there chilling. He wasn't just in there, you know, laying dormant. There was something being developed while he was in there, something about the belly. When you're in the belly is a dark place. Come on, somebody. But it was a development going on. So there's a process going on. So you may be facing something today that's very dark in your life, but trust and believe God is forming something great in you. God is forming something powerful in you and developing you in plan is for your life. Amen, somebody. Listen, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, talks about everything. Everything has a purpose. Everything. Everything has a purpose. Nothing is wasted. God is not a wasteful God. God uses everything to his advantage. Even what the enemy means for evil, God turns and uses it for his good, for his advantage. Remember, God created everything. Everything is subject unto God. Everything is obedient unto God, including the devil, including Satan. Satan can only do what God allows him to do, what God orchestrates him to do. You know, and just to confirm that, you got different stories in the Bible. When Hannah wanted to have a child so bad, the Bible says the Lord shut up her womb. See, sometimes we give the devil way too much credit. He's not the one doing a lot of the things that are going on. God is in control, thanks to God. God is in control. Look at Job. He said, listen, he went to Satan. He said, knocked on him, have you considered my servant Job? In other words, he was giving him an assignment. He was giving him a job because, after all, he works for God. So have you considered my servant Job? And so he goes after Job to let you know that he's got that assignment from God. The same thing with Hannah and her womb comes from God. So a lot of things that's going on in our life, we're binding up Satan and we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I think we should get a different mindset about some of these things and go to thanking and praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for everything working together for our good. You know, the Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And so we got to quit giving so much credit and so much glory and homage unto the devil. You know, that's been his trick from the beginning. That is the reason why he got kicked out from the beginning, because he wanted so much glory. And the game ain't changed. He's still up to the same thing. So he tried to bring deception to make it look like he's doing so much when God is working things out for your good. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the Bible says all things Hallelujah. Nothing excluded. All things are working for good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything is working for good. The good, the bad, and what we call the ugly. Hallelujah. See, God sees things different than we do. God understands things different than we do. He said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are far above your thoughts. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we have to understand that we're on two different wavelengths sometimes when we're dealing with this Almighty God. And unless our mindset shifts, good God Almighty, to understand that these things that we think are bad and ugly and so evil that's going on in our life, these are the things that are good for us. The Bible says in one place, it says, it is good that I have been afflicted. My God, hallelujah, somebody. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. But we have gotten to a place where we call good bad and we call bad good. We call evil good and we call good evil. Hallelujah. So we need to get back on the God track. We need to get our minds shifted to the God thoughts, to the God mind. You know, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. My God, hallelujah. So we got to get back to his image. We got to get back to thinking like he does. And we got to get back to seeing it like he sees it and like he said it. Hallelujah. So that we can have strength and so that we can have joy and courage to make it through some of these life storms that we face. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not in denial that things are not going on. I'm not in denial that your life may be in a turmoil. I'm not in denial that there are things going on around you that are disappointing. But you got to see them things at a different angle, my God, so that they can work for your good. Hey, my God, hallelujah, glory to God. These things have to begin to work for your good. Hallelujah, because God needs to strengthen you. God needs to make you wiser. God needs to bring more anointing into you and increase the power in you. And these things are designed to do just that. God needs to bring healing into your body. And so the mindset has to change. You got to start to see this thing like God is seeing, so that we can do just what Ty Tribune said, hallelujah, anyhow, my God. Because when you see it differently, you'll start to praising God. You'll start to being filled up with joy, my God. Your weeping days will end and joy will come in the morning time, because you switched up your thought pattern. You switched up your mindset to say, hey, wait a minute, this ain't all bad for me. This is good for me that I'm being afflicted. This is good for me that this storm have come. This is good for me that I'm in this valley, because in this valley I'm learning how to kill giants. Come on, somebody. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in those trying times, and it's in those tests, and it's in those storms, and it's in those valleys, and it's in those inopportune times, and it's in the disappointments in your life that is the greatest anointing released and the greatest power released unto you. The greatest wisdom and revelation and understanding is released at those times. My God, it's easy to sing on the top of the mountain. It's easy to sing walking through the tulip garden. But what happens when you're in the valley on a rainy, cloudy day? My God, you learn in those places how to war. You learn in those places how to be courageous. You learn how to do what it is God called you to do in excellence in those times and in those places. So I just come tonight to encourage you and to remind you, because I know you already know, I just come to remind you that all things, nothing excluded, are working for good. All things, all means all, nothing excluded, nothing excluded. You know, I know we can make excuses and we can set up pity parties. I mean, we can make a whole career. We can set up a parking lot. And we can come up with excuses and reasons to be down, reasons to be disappointed, reasons to be depressed. But it's time to rise up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, any house, my God, because everything that's going on in my life, around my life, is working for good. Amen. God bless you on tonight. My God, I tell you, I am excited about this word on tonight that is working for good, because God knows the plan that he has toward you, and it is not evil, but it is a good plan. Amen. Amen. We're going to open up these lines. I know y'all got something to say about this. Come on, somebody.
Yes, evangelist. Praise God for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. This is Straight to the Point tonight.
Hallelujah.
Wow, I love it. I love the word. Word is going to motivate. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines shortly here, but evangelist, I had to talk about this one because this is a good.
Come on, talk about it.
We had to talk about it just a little bit. But what I want to do, ladies and gentlemen, for someone out there, because we are battle, it's not flesh and blood, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a spiritual battle. But guess what? We win every time. But what I want to do right now, evangelist, I'm going to play this shofar for about 1 minute. I got to play the shofar for 1 minute because somebody needs to hear the sound of victory tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So we're going to play that shofar tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Scripture all week, last week as well, but I want to read it again. You already read it, but before I formed thee in the belly. Oh, come on now. Before we were even thought of, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, before our mother and father got together, ladies and gentlemen, God said, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee, that I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I got out of that evangelist tonight is that I'm supposed to be here. You understand? Matter of fact, you're supposed to be here, ladies and gentlemen. And it don't even matter how you got here, but you are here for a reason. Amen. You are here for a reason. You are on assignment, ladies and gentlemen, from the Almighty God. So we are excited about the word coming from evangelist tonight. Almost ran out the office. I said, I can't go nowhere. You can't go nowhere. I'm so excited about the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, we're going to go to the lines. And, you know, we got to bring in the hymn breaks. I know the hymn breaks are probably jumping around the house right now. Brother, sister, hymn breaks, God bless you. Amen. The hymn breaks are up. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. I was just making sure. Dr. Vaughn, I love the shofar horn. I love that in meditation.
Amen. Oh, my God,
I love that. You know, I just want to say thank you for that, you know, because it will make you run around, won't it?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Victory.
It'll make you worship God, and I love it. And, you know, Evangelist, you said before I was in my mother's belly, God knew me. He knew what I was going to turn out to be. He knew everything about me. So he know more about me than I do myself.
Amen.
So, you know, the one thing I do want to put out there is that God so loved the world.
Yes.
He gave his only begotten son, his only one.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God said in his word, thou shall not kill. God said, even yourself. You don't have that right when I gave life to you. So God wants us to love ourselves.
Yes.
You know, he said, it's a songwriter who said, Jesus said, try me and see that I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't even have enough room to receive. You know, so I thank God for that because God is orchestrating, continually orchestrating my life because every day I wake up is a brand new day. New mercies, new grace. Thank God. So, you know, I just encourage you to just read the word of God because it gives you life. And it gives you the abundance of life. It's also a roadmap for your life.
Yes, it is.
You know, God put all of this together. You belong to him. You don't belong to you like that. He gave you life.
Yes.
So why do you take away something so precious that he gave us? So, you know, I just wanted to say that, but you know what? You're going to hear more of that shofar horn. I love that.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And so I thank you all for just, you know, tuning in, listening. Thank you, Evangelist Mays. Awesome
thank
message.
Thank you.
You know, God bless you and keep you. And you too, Dr. Vaughn, that God would just keep you, your family, everybody's family.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we shall continue to grow. Be healthy and stay safe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. That was powerful there. That was definitely powerful. And, you know, that show horn is awesome because it just brings a, when you hear it, it just brings something out of you. You know what I mean? And I like, too, what Elder Vaughn said, I'm here. No matter, I'm here, and nothing you can do about it. I'm here.
Like you said
in Romans 8:28, God works for those who know him according to his purpose. And I'm so thankful that I know the Lord. And I'm going according to his purpose. You know, God is an awesome God. God is a wonderful and marvelous God. And I do give God all the honor. And all the praise, the message tonight is just so powerful. And I like the scripture that you read tonight, too. The scriptures were really awesome tonight. God is good, and, you know, God is worthy to be praised. So it's all about what God can do. Excuse me, it's not about what you can do. It's all about what God can do for you. You know, God has gave you assignment to do, and you must do what God tells you to do. You can't go around and turning your back on God. Because God is not that kind of God. God is a God of truth. God's word means so much. So the message tonight was just a powerful message tonight, Evangelist. God be the glory. And you know, so good to hear your voice tonight. God, thank you for coming on tonight. And, you know, God is just awesome. God is just so awesome. God is just
yes,
so awesome.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He directed you tonight to give this word tonight. Trust me, he directed you to give this word because this word and those scriptures that you gave out tonight, somebody's going to go back and read those scriptures tonight. And I for one, going to do it. So I know that, you know, because they had so much, the word was just so powerful. And so we're going to just praise God tonight and give God glory. Excuse me, I'm trying to kind of clear my throat here. You know, God is really good, and you know we do love the Lord, and we do appreciate everything He does for us because
He don't have to do the things that he does for us. He don't have to do that. It's no law that he has to do that. He doing it because he loves us. He loves us. That's why he does that. That's why he does the thing for us. That's why he picked the people who he wants to be picked and do what he's asked him to do. That's why God got a special, that's why he picked the 12 disciples so they can do what he wants him to do, what he wants them to do, to go out and heal the sick and make the blind see and make the lame walk. God, you know, God had people for that. That's why he have that fivefold ministry in the church. So, you know, God is just so good. My God, I'm just saying, God is just powerful. God is just so powerful. Huh? Hello?
Amen.
Yeah. God is just so good and just so worthy to be praised. And I give God glory and give him honor tonight. And I thank you so much for the word. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as well.
Amen, Evangelist. Amen, Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick. God bless you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is the Worldwide Network of Straight to the Point. The Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, our special host tonight, is Evangelist Jackie Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about the word, and we're going to continue to go to the phones, Evangelist, real quickly. We got another awesome sister, 1799, our wonderful sister of the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, it's powerful tonight. It's really powerful.
Amen. God bless you.
Yeah, the word is powerful. I have really enjoyed the show tonight, the ministry. The Lord is awesome all the time.
Yes, he is.
I am truly blessed by the word of God on tonight.
Amen.
I am truly blessed. I am truly blessed, and may the Lord prosper everything. And everybody may walk in health and abundance as the Lord wants us to. And I just thank the Lord for everyone.
God bless
Amen.
You. We thank God for you as well. And thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Amen, caller. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, Evangelist Mays, everybody was talking, you guys mentioned a key area tonight. And it's about thinking like the Lord. We got to think like God, ladies and gentlemen. We really have to think, rethink this whole thing. It's all about mindset. And it's all about going back, what's the word say, ladies and gentlemen? I don't care what I was raised under or what I was raised in. I'm not taking away from anything. I'm just saying, what did God's word say about the situation? And that's what we got to believe, Evangelist. That's what we got to get to.
Right.
We got to follow the instructions from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We do
Amen.
This all the time. We do this all the time with stuff that we buy and, you know, stuff where you got to read the instructions. It could be a new house, new car, new appliance. Guess what they tell you? Read, follow the instructions if you want success with this item, right? How much more should you read the word of God and get the instructions for success in the Lord? Sometimes I think we just don't use the word enough, ladies and gentlemen. We must rely on the word verbatim. If the Lord says you're healed, you're healed. If the Lord says you're saved, you're saved. We just got to speak the word. We got to speak the word, ladies and gentlemen, as Evangelist shared tonight. We really got to get that one. We must think like the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, in this area. He's done everything. We give the devil too much credit, man, Sister Evangelist. Sometimes.
Yes, that's right. You know, Amen.
He ain't even in the equation no more. Okay.
Right.
Really
Look
counting.
What the Lord have done.
Amen. That's right. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you joining us tonight. Back to you, Evangelist. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God, everyone. We do thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. We thank God for all of our listeners and each and every one that will come back and listen to the recording. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. If you don't remember nothing else, remember that all things, nothing excluded, works together for good to those who love God. Amen. The key thing here is to love God. Love God, because when you love God, you keep his commandments, and then all of those things become your benefit packet. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things, anything else,
will be added unto you. So we thank God for the word again on tonight. I thank God for Dr. Vaughn. We thank God for the Hembricks and the other wonderful women of God that are faithful week after week after week. We thank God for Dr. Henderson that, oh, my God, I can say so much about her. Have inspired me in so many ways for so many years, have given us the opportunity on this platform, and we do not take it lightly. And I call it a privilege and an honor to be here tonight, and I thank you so very much. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives, what he's doing in this day and in this hour. I thank God because we are in some of the greatest moments of history. We are in some of the greatest moments and opportunities in history, and we bless the Lord for this day. For this day, we thank God for his mercy and his grace. Amen. And we thank God. We want to thank God for Dr. Vaughn. I mean, if nobody else is here, Dr. Vaughn is here week after week after week, and he's keeping it together for us, and we bless God for you, Dr. Vaughn. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Listen, we're going to be back here next Monday. We're here every Monday night. Every Monday night. You do not want to miss, because you never know what God may do on this line. You never know when Dr. Henderson may pop up. You never know when whatever God has planned. There's always something that he has good planned for us on this line with the Hembricks. The Hembricks brings powerful word of God. Tag team, husband and wife, how much powerful can that be? We thank God for this opportunity and this platform that God has given us. Amen. And so you have been listening to Straight to the Point. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Listen, and before we leave, we want to let you know, Dr. Henderson says it like this, to forgive and forgive quickly. Love and love hard. And always, always, always pray. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.
All things are working for my good. Yeah, 'cause he's intentional. Never failing. I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. He's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
He's intentional,
he's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
My
God.
working for me, yeah, it's working for me, yeah, and I believe it's working for me. I can smile again and I don't have to worry cause it's working for me, yeah, it's working for me, yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that
I don't have to worry cause
it's working for me, yeah. Working for me,
working for me.
And I can hold my head up. Hey, get your confidence back. Think I don't have to worry. It's working for me. Hey, my faith is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that he's intentional.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, it's been another great time with Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight on Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about your life. We're excited about what God is doing with you as well. Continue to always pray, ladies and gentlemen, and always know that God never will leave you or forsake you. He is God Almighty. Amen. 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 Everybody have a great rest of the evening and have a great week in Jesus' mighty name. Take care. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point.